The Guardian.
Let's start off with this Simon Stevens play called Pornography. He is depicting people, well, almost people who are the bombers and not monsters. They're typical Englishmen.
Yeah, that's right. It's Simon Stevens is a really interesting playwright, actually. And this has been called his kind of 7-7 play. It's roughly about the 24 hours after London learned that it won the Olympic bid for 2012 and before the bombs actually happened. And so it's about different stories entwining as people kind of go through that day, really. But Simon Stevens is a really interesting dramatist, and he's approaching it in quite an oblique way. So it's not a kind of direct set of stories about the bombers or indeed the events that happen on 7-7. It's about people living their lives through that day, really.
Well, do we learn anything new? The author links the current trend for young people stabbing each other and others strapping bombs to themselves within this play, doesn't he?
He does. I haven't actually had a chance to see it yet. A lot of the critics were in last night. And from what I hear and what I understand, it's quite a sort of a mix of different stories happening. And yeah, exactly. It's about kind of life in the capital, really, and about life of teenagers as well. So I think references to 7-7 are quite kind of buried within the text of the play.
Well, being such a controversial subject, is this, as the theatre suggests, an exploration of human nature, or is it in fact an exploration in marketing?
Well, the brilliant thing about Simon Stevens, really, is that the kind of plays that he writes are sort of brilliant explorations of people. So although it's about this political event and about this event that is understood by, experienced by all these sorts of people, he's really interested in the human stories that drive it. And I think this is definitely true about this play. I don't think it's not a kind of shallow attempt to grab headlines, actually. I mean, this play debuted in Germany last year, and they've had quite a struggle getting it across here and getting it premiered in Britain. So he's not the kind of guy who's just going to go for controversy for the sake of it. He's genuinely interested in the stories that he's depicting on stage, I think.
And there are more than 2,000 shows, of course, 30,000 performances. It's not an easy task to pick out the highlights, so I'm going to ask you to pick out the highlights.
Very kind of you, Mike. Well, I think that you're going to be hearing quite a lot about reality shows, actually, this year, by which I don't mean kind of TV like Big Brother or whatever. I mean theatre that's based on real life. And so we talked about Pornography, obviously, the Simon Stevens thing about 7-7. There's another play called Deep Cut, which is on at the Traverse programme, which is basically based on interviews of testimony of people who are involved in the controversy at the Deep Cut Army Barracks and the death of 18-year-old Cheryl James. So that's, I think, going to be making quite a lot of noise later in the week. There are, as you say, thousands and thousands of different shows. I saw a fantastic one called Architecting by the National Theatre of Scotland studio yesterday, which is about Hurricane Katrina, but in a very fringy type way. It's a very oblique, side-on look at the effects of Hurricane Katrina filter through the life of Gone with the Wind. It's the kind of thing that you can only really see in Edinburgh, I think.
And the big companies have got on board, haven't they? I understand that Unilever is sponsoring a whole show featuring their branded product.
Yes. I think if there is controversy, it's about the way that marketing and theatre are kind of coinciding this year at the Fringe. There's always this debate about, is the Fringe getting too big? Is it getting too commercialised? Is there just too much money sloshing around? It has to be said that the idea of going to see Pot Noodle the musical is not going to be high on my list of to-do things in Edinburgh. But from what I hear, it's booking very well and people are quite excited about it, so you never know.
And the old hands, you've got people like Paul Merton there. Stephen Burkhoff is making probably an extravagant appearance, and Joan Rivers is playing as well.
She is. She's doing a show about her life, which I think is completely sold out, even though we're practically, you know, 1 or 2 days only into the festival. There's an enormous amount of there's kind of sort of starry celebrity stuff. So obviously you've got Joan Rivers. You've also got Britt Eklund, who apparently has been spotted jogging around one of the central meadows in Edinburgh with her little lap dog. A bit of stardust as well this year.
And certainly not finally, last certainly not least, what is this I hear about The Guardian having its own show?
It does. We're on stage. Hopefully we're not going to be singing or performing ourselves, but we are appearing at the Gilda Balloon at 12 o'clock each lunchtime, and that's going to be turned into a comedy podcast. Miles Jupp is hosting it. There are a range of people, including, in fact, Britt Eklund. So if you're in Edinburgh, then book and come and see us. It's free to get in. If you're not in Edinburgh, then listen to the podcast each day.
So is this, in fact, your Edinburgh debut?
I'm not actually quite convinced I'm going to be appearing yet. They're trying to talk me into it, but I'm staying quiet. I'm just going to go and see lots of things, I think.
Well, if you do break a leg, Andrew Dixon, thank you very much indeed.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.